DOJ accuses government shelter contractor of sexual abuse of hundreds of migrant kids. By Warner Todd Houston on July 19, 2024. The Justice Department is alleging that employees of one of the federal government's largest shelter operators have engaged in hundreds of cases of sexual abuse of unaccompanied migrant children housed in their care. On Thursday, the DOJ announced an investigation into employees of Southwest Key Programs Incorporated, including supervisors, who have been accused of sexually molesting, raping, and exploiting migrant children beginning in 2015. At least two employees have already been indicted on criminal charges relating to a case from 2020, the Associated Press reported. Watch, Representative Monica de la Cruz on Biden's open border disaster. The investigation stunned Senator Mike Lee, RUT, who blasted Biden's administration for not only facilitating the migrant crisis that trafficked these kids to the U.S., but then funding the people sexually abusing those kids. So, the administration facilitating the border crisis has contracted with a housing provider engaged in the systematic sexual abuse of children, Lee wrote. Millstones that large don't even exist. So, the administration facilitating the border crisis has contracted with a housing provider engaged in the systematic sexual abuse of children. Millstones that large don't even exist. Mike Lee, at Based Mike Lee, July 19, 2024. Southwest Key Programs Incorporated is one of several companies that contract with the federal government to house migrant children, and the organization operates 29 shelters in Texas, Arizona, and California. It reportedly has a capacity of more than 1,000 children. The shelters house the children for the time between their arrival illegally into the U.S. and the time the feds farm the children out to other people or agencies. The nonprofit has been awarded more than $3 billion in health and human services federal contracts between 2015 and 2023. According to the DOJ, employees of these shelters were exploiting kids and threatening them if they talked about their abuse. Watch, FMR. Obama ICE Director on Migrant Crime, Problem is Sheer Volume at Border, Hard to Determine Who's Dangerous. In some cases, Southwest Key employees threaten children to maintain their silence, the DOJ lawsuit states. In harassing these children, these Southwest Key employees exploited the children's vulnerabilities, language barriers, and distance from family and loved ones. The DOJ has pinpointed more than 100 cases of sexual abuse, but they assume there are even more. The lawsuit alleges that children as young as 8 years old, both boys and girls, have been victimized. In one case, an employee allegedly abused 3 young girls, and in another, an employee took an 11-year-old boy to a hotel and forced him to perform sexual acts for several days. Officials say the children were threatened with physical violence and also were told their families back home would be harmed if they did not comply with demands for sex and then stay silent about the abuse. Biden's regime has been repeatedly accused of aiding human trafficking for the sex trade. In March, Polk County, Florida, Sheriff Grady Judd held a press conference and pointed out that Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security facilitates sex trafficking by allowing illegal migrants to travel by air for free with vouchers and ID cards that force airlines to fly them without charge and on demand. Watch video. Sheriff Judd revealed that an investigation by his department found that Venezuelan women who are based out of New York City have told police that they are prostituted by fellow illegals and that they fly for free to most of America's big cities to ply the sex trade. The exploited women also say they are indebted for thousands of dollars to the coyotes who had brought them to the USA, so they are essentially indentured sex slaves. Judd also announced in March that they had arrested 21 suspected illegals among the 228 people arrested for sex trafficking. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.